Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
City pays $85,000 settlement. The Odessa City Council Tuesday unanimously voted to pay an Odessa resident $85,000 to reach an out-of-court settlement involving a vehicle accident that occurred in 2018. Senior Assistant City Attorney Daniel Jones, via email, said Andrew Krask was rear-ended by one of the city's solid waste roll-off trucks that was fully loaded on JBS Parkway, November 28, 2018. Krask claimed that the accident resulted in $60,000 in medical bills and $50,000 in lost wages, Jones said. The driver of the city truck resigned a few months after the incident to take a new job in Midland, Jones said.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, April 24, 2021. Midland Police also are community members. Stuart Durain, sdurain@mrt.com. I still back the police. I still back our fellow Midlanders. On Tuesday, we learned the fate of a former policeman in Minnesota that was involved in the killing of George Floyd. A jury found him guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Unlike the talking heads on TV, I don't have any insight on the jury members' motive. I wasn't in the jury room. I'm just going to believe they decided on the verdict based on the facts of the case. Their decision doesn't excuse politicians deciding to weigh in on this case like we witnessed. I agree with those who believe that our leaders should just keep their mouths closed about preferred outcomes during the trial. I hope that all Americans are frustrated. My guess is about half of the country is willing to overlook it. But today's column isn't meant to be about the jury's decision in Minnesota. I choose to stand on the side of our community, and that means backing our police and local law enforcement officials. They are, after all, members of our community. Sometimes I think we choose to overlook that. They are our neighbors, friends, and people we see in grocery stores and churches. I remember my conversation with the incomparable Sergeant Geo Mitchell last year after the protests at Midland Park Mall. He is a member of the police department, but he's also been a Midlander for decades. What did he think about what happened to Floyd? It is sickening. If you look at some of the things that happened, it is embarrassing. Geo said in June, "If an officer does something like that in Minnesota, all are held accountable." That doesn't sound like someone who thinks they are above the law. The spotlight will remain on police officers across the country, and the spotlight will be a bright one. Even Tuesday, there was a headline about a Columbus, Ohio police officer shooting a teenage girl. As it turned out in later reports, she was swinging a knife at other people. But our community, I believe, chooses to see police as those who are there to help. It doesn't mean law enforcement officials are perfect. I don't think anyone would say that is the case. But I am not perfect, and the community as a whole isn't either. As Sergeant Mitchell said in June, change and a better connection with all residents in Midland require the community and police to meet in the middle. It requires the community and police department to work together. It has to be a cohesive effort, Geo said. The goal for Midland has to be better. Hope for the future. Tools are in place for MISD to reach its potential. Angelica Ramsey, Midland ISD Superintendent. It has been 2 months since I signed a contract making official my selection as Superintendent of Midland ISD. While that was a tangible agreement made of paper and ink, more importantly, on that day, I agreed to a social contract to do my best to serve the children and community of Midland. In my first 30 days, I have worked hard to uphold that promise. Almost immediately, my family was welcomed with the love and hospitality only West Texas is capable of. Everywhere I went, students, staff, and community members embraced me and the hope that comes with new leadership. However, I am but one piece of the puzzle in our journey to improving outcomes for our scholars. Real change can only be accomplished if each one of us makes a commitment to change our mindset and actions. Since day one, I have split my time between visiting our schools, holding stakeholder engagement meetings, and learning our city and organization. To date, I have visited 30 of our 40 campuses. I have witnessed passionate educators, support staff, and leadership who pour their hearts and souls into their calling. I can confidently state that we have the best students in the state of Texas. They are smart, kind, curious, and hardworking. I've also learned a lot from our students, parents, faculty, staff, and community. Hundreds of people have completed a feedback survey, and I have met with more than 200 people to hear their thoughts on what we are doing well and how we can improve. On April 14, I held the first of four community stakeholder meetings to provide more opportunity for two-way communication. Like any large and complex organization, we have many challenges. Acknowledging them is a first step. The real work begins when we band together to work on an inclusive strategic plan to identify priorities, set clear goals, and commit to long-term actions to ensure increased student outcomes, safe and welcoming school settings, equitable alignment of our fiscal and human capital, and increased community engagement. Schools are the heartbeat of any community. I have seen that we have the desire, people, and expertise to collectively make sure all of our MISD schools are places where our scholars meet their highest potential. Free world must walk with persecuted faithful. Bob Fu, ChinaAid founder and president. ChinaAid's annual report shows that 2020 marked the worst year of religious persecution that the world has seen since Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution during the 1960s. I will never forget. Most of us, like Xi, Ming Lei, Hope, remember times we treasure as well as some we prefer to forget. Hope, wife of Cheng Wan, a human rights activist, arbitrarily imprisoned in China for nearly 2 years for a fabricated charge, subversion of state power, arrived in Midland on April 7. She thanks God, ChinaAid, ChinaAid.org, the U.S. Department of State, and the U.S. Embassy for rescuing her and Aaliyah, her 5-year-old daughter, from imminent danger to freedom. As she shared one of her worst memories, Hope said, "I will never forget that State Security Agent Lin Shengxin repeatedly stressed to my lawyer, my family, and me that not only would I have been imprisoned, but my family would be endangered if I continued to speak up for my husband." ChinaAid also recently rescued Gulzira Welkan and her family to our Midland community. Gulzira, a 41-year-old Kazakh female, had been detained for 16 months in three separate Chinese Communist Party's CCP concentration camps in Xinjiang. The Pentagon estimates that more than 1 million members of ethnic minorities like her remain in those internment camps. The U.S., along with several other countries, officially designated the CCP's actions as genocide and crimes against humanity. Like Hope, Gulzira recounts unspeakable emotional, physical, and spiritual torture she routinely experienced and witnessed. CCP authorities offered to pay her 250,000 won, $38,830 U.S. dollars, to simply stay silent about the horrific abuses in China's concentration camps. Gulzira said that she has to speak up and tell the truth, however, for others still being tortured. Just as the Chinese communist regime failed to silence Hope and Gulzira, they tried but could not cover up the Wuhan origin of the coronavirus, which caused many people to social distance and quarantine themselves. In a similar sense, the CCP cannot hide their egregious, ongoing religious persecution of their own citizens, which our 2020 annual persecution report exposes. China Aid's annual report shows that 2020 marked the worst year of religious persecution that the world has seen since Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution during the 1960s. Our research confirmed the following trends. CCP authorities completed 9 documented church demolitions, disconcerting more than 5,000 members and attendees. In addition to demolishing churches, CCP authorities forcibly commandeered and repurposed an unknown number of churches and religious sites. Under the direction of Chinese President Xi Jinping to sinicize sermons, CCP authorities raided Christian families' gatherings and interfered with parenting decisions. Numerous officials sued Christians for homeschooling their children or sending them to church-run schools. CCP authorities persecuted 100% of house churches. Police formally, as well as informally, summoned and questioned every church's main leader. Overall, persecution adversely affected more than 3 million Christians in China during 2020. China Aid encourages those in the free world to walk with the persecuted faithful, to first and foremost pray for them. In the Bible, Hebrews 13:3, New King James Version, directs, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." In addition to prayer, you may take the following prayerful actions. Individuals, write letters to encourage those CCP authorities persecute. Governments of the free world, take actions to hold perpetrators of religious persecution accountable by sanctioning them according to the Global Magnitsky Act. https://www.state.gov/global-magnitsky-act. Free world, jointly boycott the 2022 Beijing Olympics. Those who live in the Permian Basin, we at China Aid invite you to visit our office and volunteer to walk with the persecuted faithful in China. We would treasure your time, talent, and tender heart in remembering those who need your support. Although the CCP attempts to socially distance itself from the truth regarding its persecution of Christians, other people of faith, and those speaking out for human rights, China Aid's yearly report, like the stories Hope and Gulzira share, expose brutal realities. As suppressed facts have emerged from dark, secret places in China during 2020, fallout from the CCP's persecution, like millions of deaths from their unchecked pandemic, present a potent, putrid threat to religious freedom for all. China Aid challenges the outside free world to not only pay attention, but to take actions now, before more like Hope and Gulzira risk perishing.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Opinion. Carrying forward with constitutional carry. As a lifelong gun owner and as a proud constitutionalist, I have always been a strong advocate for the protection of our Second Amendment rights here in Texas. These principles have also guided me during my time as your state representative. Our right to bear arms is enshrined in the Constitution, and as a state representative, I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, meaning I took an oath to uphold and defend the constitutionally given right of law-abiding citizens to bear arms, and I take that oath very seriously. Because of this, I'm proud to report that this last week, the Texas House of Representatives took a big step in better protecting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Texans by passing House Bill 1927 to ease restrictions related to carrying handguns in Texas. You've probably heard this bill referred to as our Constitutional Carry Bill. I proudly co-authored and voted for this bill. House Bill 1927, filed by Representative Matt Schaefer, reduces barriers to the free exercise of Texans' constitutional right to bear arms and defend their lives and property by making it legal for individuals who are 21 years of age or older and who can legally possess a firearm to carry a handgun without first paying fees to the government to obtain a license. I do want to take some time to reassure you that this bill would not allow bad actors to put the lives of innocent people in danger. This bill still prohibits those who are not legally allowed to own or carry a firearm from carrying a handgun, and it explicitly expands the offenses for criminals who carry a handgun. As well, this bill still does not allow those under the legal age to obtain and carry a firearm, and it does not affect the areas where a firearm is already prohibited from being carried, including schools, hospitals, and correctional facilities. Lastly, this bill applies only to handguns. Texans have never been required to obtain a permit to carry rifles or shotguns. This bill does not expand who can carry a handgun or where you can carry a handgun, and it doesn't make it easier for dangerous individuals to acquire a firearm. HB 1927 merely expands how law-abiding citizens can legally carry a handgun in Texas. As well, this bill still allows the option to get a handgun license if you so choose. There are several reasons for this, including allowing you to be able to carry your handgun in other states that have not yet passed similar constitutional carry legislation, and with a Texas LTC, you would not be required to complete a federal background check when purchasing a firearm. Many of you have been asking for this reform for years, and I'm grateful to work on this. I believe this board is a smart and safe way to allow law-abiding Texans to exercise their constitutionally protected right to bear arms. I'm proud of the work of the Texas House on this issue, and I'm hopeful that it will soon be passed into law so that Texans can better protect themselves and their families without having to jump through unnecessary bureaucratic hoops. God bless Texas. State Representative Brooks Landgraf. Stephen Brooks Landgraf. Landgraf serves House District 81, which encompasses Andrews, Ector, Ward, and Winkler counties.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. COVID-19 side effects. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 91-year-old woman with bullous pemphigoid, an autoimmune condition. I am very concerned about getting the COVID vaccine because of possible side effects. I can find no information anywhere regarding this. Can you help me make this decision regarding the vaccine? JK. Answer. Bullous pemphigoid is a potentially serious skin condition, which is indeed an autoimmune disease. The body reacts to a component of skin called the basement membrane. COVID-19 vaccines specifically target the proteins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. the concern that there might be a non-specific increase in immune activity, including reactivation of targets of autoimmune disease, is theoretical, and there is not much support for it in the medical literature. Balanced against that theoretical risk is the very real benefit of protection against a disease that has killed over 500,000 Americans and millions more worldwide. At age 91, you are at very high risk from the virus, and to me, the balance of risks and benefits is strongly on the side of getting the vaccine.
Dating experience suffers in sex-obsessed culture. Dear Abby for Friday. Dear Abby, I'm a 48-year-old woman divorced for 10 years. During that time, I have been in two serious relationships. I'm no prude, but it seems like everyone I date and who my friends and I talk to and articles I see are all about sex, having sex, rushing to sex. It's like there's no emphasis on actually getting to know a person anymore. I'd like to believe that sex is something people who are already emotionally intimate can share, but by the third date, sex is not only expected but considered normal. When I say that it's too soon for me, I'm not called back for another date. If I do go forward with sex, I feel compromised and cheapened when the relationship ends. These men don't take the time to actually know me. Please understand I'm mature enough to handle this, but I'm deterred from dating because of it. Are there any men out there who want a connection that isn't just physical? Not connecting in Missouri. Dear not connecting. Yes, there are. But in our hookup culture, it may take time to find them. I agree that we live in a sex-obsessed society, as we are constantly reminded in print, television, film, and online media. Many men in your age group avoid emotional intimacy because they have been divorced and don't want to quickly jump back into a committed relationship. It's possible you might have better luck if you join activity groups in which the members have common interests, besides running right off to the bedroom. You should never allow yourself to be coerced into doing anything you don't feel ready for. Unlike what some people may believe, sex does not automatically go with a dinner. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been together for 10 years and were legally married a year ago. Our wedding was last minute because my mother asked us to move the date up and make it happen fast. We obliged because she was very sick at the time, and we put the wedding together in 9 days. The ceremony was beautiful. My mother passed away days later. It is obvious to me now that she knew she was terminal, however, I did not. Since the date of her death is so close to our anniversary, it's a very emotional and hard time for me. I would prefer to celebrate on a different day, perhaps the anniversary of our first date. My husband tells me that while he understands it's hard for me, the date of our legal ceremony is important to him and worthy of celebration. I just don't feel much like celebrating. Although I know it's not fair to him, all I want to do is mourn the loss of my mother. How should I handle this? Bittersweet memories in Florida. Dear Bittersweet, a compromise is in order. Explain again to your husband that because you lost your mother only a year ago, and this will be the first anniversary after her death, you would prefer to either forego a celebration this year or celebrate on a different date. Assure him that your sadness will lessen eventually, and when it does, you will be fine celebrating your wedding anniversary with him in the future. Write Dear Abby at DearAbby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California 90069.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, April 30th. Reliable, sensual, and solid, it takes time to adjust to change. This year, you step up your pace and use untapped resources to tackle challenges. Your ability to stick to a task until it's done will gain the appreciation of those who matter. Money will flow, and you can even take a much-needed vacation. If single, satisfy your need for affection. If attached, remember to get physical. Aries is active. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. You will have a positive day. Grappling with an intellectually challenging problem brings you hidden benefits. Your need to know will open doors to new discoveries about the world and yourself. Try a new ethnic restaurant on the other side of town. Tonight, consider an online seminar. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. You will have an average day. Deeper answers are the only ones that satisfy you. If you want to know what someone is thinking, don't be afraid to ask. No one really wants to keep you guessing. Say something self-revealing. Tonight, binge watch a mystery series. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. You will have a positive day. Make it a point to spend quality downtime with one special person. Whether you pick up a warm meal or cook comfort food at home, it's the company that matters. Romance is in the air. Tonight, share your heart. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. You will have an average day. Examine your work routine and make sure you're putting your full effort into an important project. If you want it, a career move could be in the offing. Later, take care of an almost forgotten bill. Tonight, take a brisk walk. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. You will have a positive day. A frantic coworker needs your organizational skills. Use your sense of humor to diffuse a tense work situation. Look past petty annoyances and know there's enough love for everybody. Your compassionate side always shines through. Tonight, watch a dark comedy. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. You will have an average day. Your family life needs more attention. A relative could complain to you about something or someone you both struggle to love. Suggest diplomatic strategies to make everyone less prone to hostility. Plan a getaway vacation with your bestie. Tonight, seek your muse. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. You will have a positive day. Speak up and tell people they need to do their part. Holding in your frustration is only going to lead to trouble later on. A neighbor may offer to help at the very moment you need a hand. Tonight, peaceful music. Scorpio, you will have a positive day. Money matters demand your attention now. Be honest with yourself about what you can afford before committing to a group gift or planning an exotic family vacation. Balanced budgets bring peace of mind. Tonight, prepare a fruit platter and healthy salad. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. You will have an average day. Pamper yourself with a treat that makes you look your very best. Someone you really want to impress is about to tell you how great they think you are. Open your arms to receive good vibes. Tonight, smile into your mirror. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. You will have a positive day. Your mind will be in overdrive. Stop, breathe deeply, and enjoy the beauty of nature. If you need time alone, set your phone to do not disturb and sit in silence. Even you need solitude sometimes. Tonight, journal your observations. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. You will have a dynamic day. A group project could be a source of intrigue today. Step back and let the collective energy take its course. You'll be amazed at the great work you can do when team members cooperate. Tonight, give a pet your attention. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. You will have a positive day. Take credit for the great work you've done. Humility is admirable, but it's hard for you to be happy hiding behind the scenes. Spare no expense on a luscious dinner with someone who always cheers you on. Tonight, relaxing bubble bath.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.